You're waking up with Woodhouse on 106.3 NBZ FM, and what a game it was yesterday, especially in the second half. To talk about the game today, the NBZ FM sports correspondent, Steve Chris, joining us by phone. Good morning, Steve.
Good Monday morning to you, Woodhouse. How are you?
Great, buddy. How are you? You feeling it after the game last night?
Yep, just a food hangover. Haven't drank in a long time, so just a food hangover. But definitely a great game. Overtime, you can't get any more than that. And, of course, besides Kansas City winning 25-22, that's the only part I didn't really enjoy.
So what other interesting stats on the game do you have for us this morning?
Well, of course, if you stayed up and watched it in overtime last night, Patrick Mahomes passed to Mecole Hardman for a three-yard touchdown run with just 6 seconds left in that overtime session. Had to give the Chiefs the win, the three-point win, 25-22. Jake Moody had kicked the 27-yard field goal to put San Francisco up 22-19. But you kind of had a feeling that Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and company were going to try to, drive it down the field and get the winning touchdown, and that's exactly what happened last night. Of course, Patrick Mahomes was named MVP of the game for the third time in his career. He completed 34 of 46 passes for 333 yards, two touchdowns, and just one interception, outdoing San Francisco's Brock Purdy, who was 23 for 38 for 255 and one touchdown. But you really got to give it to the Chiefs. They always find a way to win, and that's what they did during this entire playoff season, Woodhouse.
Indeed. And speaking of some stats for the game yesterday, Taylor Swift, her private jet landed in L.A. Saturday afternoon as she got in from Tokyo. She was shown on the screen 12 times to make a total of 53 seconds in the 4-hour and 20-minute sportscast of the game last night. The longest cutaway to Taylor Swift, 10.5 seconds, when CBS cameras showed her celebrating after the Chiefs took their only lead of the game, the touchdown catch in the third quarter. And the last time she was shown, it was tough to even tell it was her because everyone in her suite was mobbing each other after Mecole Hardman's game-winning touchdown catch in overtime.
Didn't she chug a beer?
She did, and although it didn't make it on the broadcast itself, it's on Twitter.
That a girl.
Yes. Swift was also in a suite with rapper Ice Spice, Lana Del Rey, Mrs. Ryan Reynolds, Blake Lively, and longtime friend Ashley Avignon. Although it wasn't shown on TV, like you said, she did get a big beer chug in on the Jumbotron in the first half.
It wasn't a very big beer, though. Let me just add that. This is definitely just like a little 12-ounce curl.
Yeah, indeed. Though, I mean, she is a toothpick, after all. I mean, comparatively.
But it was very entertaining. I know a lot of people didn't like the fact that they always show Taylor up in the suite, but you got to admit, if she had to pay for that advertising, she probably would have had to fork out how many million just for a one-minute spot?
I think it's like $7 million for a 30-second spot.
So she got some free airtime, and I don't know. I don't know my take on this whole Taylor Swift thing. I'm kind of glad football's over with. But remember Pitchers and Catchers Report this week.
Well, Steve, thank you for taking the time this morning to call in. I think we're going to have to keep doing this.
Anytime. I think we should. But anytime I can throw my little bit of a take on some things, especially in the sports world, Woodhouse, you got me, buddy.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you later, man.